Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, without being inspired by Lord Krishna, how is it that you have voluntarily appeared here, though you are moving incognito to the common man and are not visible to us who are on the verge of death? Okay, so now I'll read the purport. How is it that you have voluntarily appeared here, though you are moving incognito to the common man and are not visible to us who are on the verge of death? The great sage Shukadeva Goswami was certainly inspired by Lord Krishna to appear voluntarily before Maharaj Bricket, the great devotee of the Lord, just to give him the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. One can achieve the nucleus of the devotional service of the Lord by the mercy of the spiritual master and the personality of Godhead. The spiritual master is the manifested representative of the Lord to help one achieve ultimate success. One who is not authorized by the Lord cannot become a spiritual master. Srila Sukadeva Goswami is an authorized spiritual master, and thus he was inspired by the Lord to appear before Maharaj Prickett and instruct him in the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. One can achieve the ultimate success of going back to Godhead if he is favored by the Lord's sending his true representative. Someone's got their mic. Someone needs to mute their mic. Hello.
What's the morning class?
You need
there
to.
Are no, there are. If somebody, one of the guys, spaced out.
Thank you. Someone needs to mute their mic. Hello. Hello. Okay. going back to Godhead, if he is favored by the Lord, sending his true representative. As soon as a true representative of the Lord is met by a devotee of the Lord, the devotee is assured a guarantee for going back to Godhead just after leaving the present body. Wow. This, however, depends on the sincerity of the devotee himself. The Lord is seated in the heart of all living beings, and thus he knows very well the movements of all individual persons. As soon as the Lord finds that a particular soul is very eager to go back to Godhead, the Lord at once sends his bona fide representative. The sincere devotee is thus assured by the Lord of going back to Godhead. The conclusion is that to get the assistance and help of a bona fide spiritual master means to receive the direct help of the Lord himself. In emphasis. Now, can I get a screen where I'm seeing the people who I'm giving class to, please? Great. So, just for the record, this is the text message I got. And if you see there, it says verse 37. So, I've prepared for verse 37, but it's no problem. I can speak on this.
For that, Adiguru Prabhu, it's like online it says 36, and it's for some reason it's...
No, but what, did you do 35 yesterday, devotees?
Well, yesterday, actually...
Anyway, it doesn't matter. I've read 36, we're going to do 36. If I run out of things to say, maybe we'll read 37. I just want to do for the record there. Hare Krishna. I offer my respectful obeisances to my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and all the Vaishnavas. Om Jnana Timanandasya, Jnananjana Shalakaya, Chaksusun Militam Jena, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Banchakau Patrubhyas Cha, Kripasindu Vyeva Cha, Patitanam Pabhanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Adaita Gadadha, Sri Vas, Adigoda Bhaktavrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Somehow or other, I'll tell you a mystical thing, is that I always get asked to give class on Dwadashi. It's like happened so many times, like once a year on Dwadashi. So, you know, everyone's a bit tired, a bit hungry from Ekadasi maybe. Special austerity. So this is an amazing chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and it's very dramatic, and it's the whole first canto, the beloved first canto of the devotees in ISKCON especially, has been building up to this dramatic entrance of Shukadev Goswami. You know, we had the grand opening, the sages in the forest of Namashranya, the explanation of pure devotional service, Vyasadev, the author of the Bhagavatam, being inspired by his guru, Narada Muni, being chastised for writing all the Vedas, but not specifically writing about the pastimes of Krishna and his incarnations. And this is what the spiritual master teaches. Krishna says, Vedas aham eva vajo, Vedantakrit eva vid, eva chaham. That he is the author of the Vedas. He is that which is to be known by the Vedas. He is the knower of the Vedas. Elsewhere in the 13th chapter, Krishna says, Gyanam gyayam gyanagamyam. That he is knowledge, the object of knowledge, and the goal of knowledge. This is a recurring theme of the whole Vedas are meant for these three subject matters, Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. So we see the spiritual master, Shukadev Goswami, he doesn't just come in, tell Prakrit Maharaj, you know, what you're doing, just chant Hare Krishna. You're going to die in 7 days. Just chant Hare Krishna and think of Krishna, Krishna's Supreme Personality of Godhead. No, he gives him these three processes of knowledge. Sambandha, Abhideya. What is knowledge? What is how to process that knowledge and how to reach the goal of that knowledge? Jiva Goswami, he uses different terms. He said there is three processes of knowledge. There is inquiry, assimilation, and taste. Asvadan, he says taste. So, we've got to understand what transcendental spiritual knowledge is. It's not just book knowledge. Prabhupada would give this same example over and over again, that the lawyer, if he just studies the books independently and then goes and says, right, I've read all the books, I know them inside out, please give me my law degree and let me be a lawyer. They'll say, no, you have to learn under another lawyer. It's the same with a medical man. You can study all the medical books, but if you go to do surgery, they say, well, you can't do surgery, sir, until you've trained under a surgeon, the practical application of the knowledge in the books. So it's the same with any knowledge. You want to be a musician, even a bricklayer. Bricklayer may study bricklaying, then he goes to the bricklayer and he puts into practice, I've got to mix the cement, I've got to put it there and this. So then the goal after practice assimilation is that he's now an expert bricklayer and he can make the wall into different patterns, etc., etc. You get the idea. It's like musicians. They learn sa re ga ma pa until they know it backwards inside out. But only when they practiced and they can embellish the music, then a big audience will come. Oh, he's such a good musician. It's the same music, it's the same seven notes, but he has practiced, assimilated, and he's reached the goal of expertise. When I was a young devotee, I once asked Bhakti Chumaraj at the Bhaktivedanta Manor, he was giving Bhagavatam class. I said, Maharaj, in the Vedas, the goal is to become a pure devotee. It's it's the ultimate goal. So at the same time, the Vedas say there's so few pure devotees. They're so rare. Sudulabha, Narayana, Parayana. So Maharaj answered very expertly. He said, The academic process, when you go to school to learn ABC, it ends with PhD. It ends with PhD. But so few people become PhDs. You see? So the whole process of academia, this system of education that we have in the West, is to go to PhD. And what is a PhD? He's done his degree. He's learned ABC. He's done his degree. He's done his master's. And the PhD is actually his own, practically his own individual realization of the subject. Right? Think about that. It's his own realization of the subject. Therefore, he produces basically an essay or a book, or we call it, they call it a paper, which is a unique understanding or angle of vision on the same knowledge of his field, whatever it is. So this is Abhideya Prayojan, Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan. And it's the same with Krishna consciousness. Now Arjuna, he's there on the battlefield. And in the first chapter, what's he doing? He's quoting the Vedas to get him to, he's quoting the Vedas in a, his understanding is incorrect. Krishna chastised him, says, you're a fool. You're speaking learned words, but you're a fool. Because Arjuna is quoting from 20 different Dharma Shastras. Maybe he doesn't quote them all, but Srila Prabhupada said in one lecture, there are 20 different Dharma Shastras. And the whole process of Vedic knowledge, Vedic culture, is to take the man from the gross animal stage of life, of eating, sleeping, mating, defending, and gradually bring him ultimately to the path of bhakti. All the paths of the Vedas are meant to come to this bhakti, this worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada says in Kali Yuga, there is no time, there's no inclination for people to gradually go through these gradual processes. Jagyai Sankirtana Praya Yajantihi Sumedasa. So be intelligent. Come to this ultimate Vedic platform, Vedanta Krit, is the end of knowledge, to worship Krishna. This is the whole teaching of Bhagavad Gita, and then this Bhagavatam is an expansion on this. So in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, you'll find Prabhupada's extensive purports about the step-by-step processes, how brahmacharya, sacrifice of hearing, renunciation of possessions, detachment, celibacy, study, svajaya, sacrifice, charity, etc. And then, what is that? I always forget that verse at the end of the chapter. It says that yagya dana tapa yagya yo. Anyway, that Krishna consciousness includes all these processes, all the process of charity and study and yoga are all included in Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada says one can go through the step-by-step process, or he can directly take to Krishna consciousness, which includes all the other Vedic processes all together. Prabhupada said in one lecture that if the guru comes, he says, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you accept it on faith and you begin to worship Krishna. That's first class. But if you doubt that and you have to then go to the Vedas and study them and study them, it's a very long process. And Prabhupada gave the example of gold. If you go to buy gold, you go to Hatton Gardens in London. I want 100 grams of gold. Sankirtan Priya is laughing because he goes there every week and buys gold. So you go, and if you say, well, is this really gold? And you start to doubt it and you want to do a test. You have to pay a lot of money for that test and this and that. So if you take it on faith, this is gold, and this is. So Prabhupada, here, Shukadeva Goswami, he's walked in. All the great sages of the universe are sitting there. Can you imagine the scene? Maharaj Prakrit, he's the emperor of the whole world. I love this chapter of Bhagavatam. Whenever I drive over the Yamuna in Delhi, when you drive to Vrindavan from Delhi, you cross over this river, Yamuna, and it's huge, absolutely huge. And his capital was there, Hastinapur. He's the grandson of Arjuna. And he sat by that river, said, I've got 7 days. What should I do? And there was many discussions amongst all the different munis and yogis like that. So no decision was made. And then in walked Shukadeva Goswami. And by his physiognomy, it was obvious this person has been sent. This is Krishna's arrangement. He is going to answer my questions. Even Vyasadeva was there. His father, Narada Muni, was there. No. Shukadeva Goswami, 16-year-old boy. This is the person who is going to answer my questions. So Maharaj Prickett, it says that although he was cursed to die, he thought, this is great. I can give up all my responsibilities and just engage in Krishna consciousness. You know, he took the advantage. He was such a great devotee. So back to that same thing I was saying about these processes. Knowledge. So in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there's such a famous verse. I want to read the full English just so we can relish. It's one of the most beautiful verses in the Bhagavad Gita. I'm sure many of you know it by heart, but I just want to read the English perfectly. And excuse me for not being... In this world, nahi gyanena sadrisham. In this world, please pay attention here. In this world, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism. And one who has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service enjoys this knowledge within himself in due course of time. And Prabhupada says in the purport, that this knowledge, when we talk of this knowledge, we do so in terms of spiritual understanding, right? So the next time you're in Mayapur or Vrindavan and some brahmachari comes up to you and says, did you know this is the only guru? Or did you know that Jiva doesn't fall from the spiritual world, or the earth is flat? And he's saying, jump, jump, jump. If you just know this, then all your problems are over. This is not knowledge, you understand? It's not book knowledge. This is not what we're about. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena abideya kriti sajja bhavet sajja bhava sa sadhana bida nichasita shibhava sha prakracham iha sajjati. So what we're doing in Krishna consciousness is we're practicing the sambandha. We've received the sambandha. Now we have to practice it. We have to assimilate it. I remember when I was a young devotee, I'm still a young devotee, but I'm getting old. I read all the books. I think after 6-7 years, I'd read all Prabhupada's books. And then I realized, well, wait a minute, I'm not an advanced devotee. I'm not pure devotee. I'm not self-realized. So, because I had this conception that if you just read the books, if you just chant 8 rounds before Mangalarti, you can make it, you know, you can conquer all your problems. But this is a very long, long journey. Many of us were sitting there as brahmacharis. Now we are in Grihastha Ashram and life is going on. It's a long, long, long journey. And another thing that after I read all of Srila Prabhupada's books, I used to read other books because I just felt materially I'd saturated and that I'd done that. And this was a period that I was going through, because now I'm reading Srila Prabhupada's books all the time and I'm finding newer and newer information and substance and spiritual taste. Because you have to reapply yourself again and again and again to this process of hearing. This is the prime process of sadhana. So Shukadeva Goswami will speak all this transcendental knowledge. Kriti Sajja Bhavet Sajja. The goal of our Krishna consciousness is bhav, preliminary love of God. So you should know, Nayanam Galada Shudharaya Badanam Gadgadarudaya Gira. Until the tears are coming, you're not advanced devotee. While material desires are bothering you, you're not advanced devotee. Always be humble. Trinadapi Sunichina. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he met Raghunath Das Goswami in Puri, he told him two things. He said, don't mix with materialistic people, don't dress opulently, eat sumptuously, and chant the holy name of Krishna in a humble state of mind all the time, and always render service to Krishna. So always be humble, never become some big, you know, get some big knowledge that you think you're right and the devotees are wrong. Always study Prabhupada's books and try to mine the treasures within them. Shukadeva Goswami will speak all this transcendental knowledge to Maharaj Parikshit. He'll discuss all the incarnations. And he's a spiritual master. Within the Bhagavatam, there's all these conversations, spiritual master and disciples. Narada Muni asked questions of Lord Brahma, Maitreya and Vidura, Narada and Yudhisthira, so many like that. Then Lord Krishna to Uddhava. Lord Krishna is the guru. Prabhupada said, guru is one. And the guru is a manifestation of Krishna, Saksad Hari. He's a manifestation. He's non-different from Krishna because Krishna gives the mercy to the devotee through the guru. And the guru is a mercy representation of Krishna. Prabhupada says the only business of the pure devotee is to satisfy his guru. So in one sense, it makes Krishna consciousness very easy. Krishna's invisible to us. He's in our heart. Here in this purport, it says, the Lord is seated in the heart and he knows very well the movements of the living entity, of each individual. He's individually located within the heart. So in another purport, Prabhupada says, Krishna knows all the psychic movements of every individual. So he knows your psychic movements. He knows how you think, what you're thinking. So our business is to purify that over and over again by Shravanam and Kirtanam. So we hear all the pastimes of the incarnations. We get to Krishna's Leela in the 10th canto and we hear that. And we chant Hare Krishna, and we think of Krishna, and we definitely progress. Krishna looks after us when we're neophyte, when we're a medium devotee, and when we're more advanced. Krishna's always taking care of us each step at a time. Questions and answers by the guru and disciple. One time I asked my guru asked me, it was morning, any questions? And I said, no, I didn't have any. He said, you should have always questions. He said, in the Bhagavatam, they ask questions. They know the answer. They know the answer to the questions they're asking. Narada Muni, Yudhisthira, Maharaj Parikshit. But there's no harm. It facilitates Krishna consciousness. It gives Krishna katha, and it's relishable. Even if you know, so don't be afraid to ask your guru questions that you know the answer to. Also, because there's so many angles of vision for every question. You can answer one question in hundreds of different ways. So always have questions. Always be willing to hear the answers. And Maharaj Parikshit, he had to leave the world. But generally, the guru, he gives a mission also to the disciple. Do service, preach Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada, he gave service to the mission as well as the package of Krishna consciousness. He didn't just say, all right, you take the books, take the bead bag, go home and chant and read. No, he said, no, you chant and read. And then if you're a working man, I want 50% to help spread my mission. And if you're if you're free from other responsibilities, he engaged grihastas, brahmacharis, sannyasis, all 24 hour preaching. You go here, you go there, you translate the books, you print the books, you collect the money. So we must be engaged in the mission of the spiritual master, and that will assist us in the realization, service to Lord Chaitanya is the fruit of hearing and chanting. There must be some practical application as well within the material world. Okay, so Vede Ramayana Chaiva Purane Bharate Tata Ante Adyante Cha Majje Cha Hari Savatra Giyate. The Vedas are our source of knowledge, without a doubt. But many people read the Vedas who don't understand Krishna. So and many people who understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, don't put into practice the process of realizing Krishna. And so they make little progress. So we have to do these things. We have to put into practice the transcendental knowledge. And in the Vedas, in the Ramayana, in the Puranas, there's nothing Hari Savatra Giyate. There is nothing but the glories of Hari, of Lord Krishna. And one who knows Krishna, he can see Krishna in every page, in every aphorism, in every word of the Vedas. So the guru and the Vedas themselves say you have to have a guru. So if you study the Vedas to find out what is God, the Vedas are saying you have to have a guru. So you have to follow that part of the Vedas as well. Vedanta krit eva chaham. So this is the process. It's a practice. So the gift of the spiritual master is the sadhana. What is the sadhana? Mahaprabhu kirtan and ritya gita. The chanting, dancing. Sri Vigraha Radhana Nichanana, worshipping Radha and Krishna deity. Chatur Vida Sri Bhagavat Prasada. Sri Radhika Madhava Yorapada. Hearing the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan with his devotees like that. Yasya Prasada. This is the beautiful Gaudiya Vaishnav sadhana. This is what Sukadeva Goswami is going to teach to Maharaj Parikit. Throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we have to realize Krishna. And this is the method. The guru gives the knowledge and the method for realization. So never think, I'm a big devotee now, I have so much knowledge. That's not knowledge. We have to go into the heart. Nayanam, the tears have to come from the eyes. A realization of Krishna has to be there. It's a long, 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 long journey. And by the blessings of the Guru and the Vaishnavas, gradually we will make progress. So this is Sukadeva Goswami is coming to Maharaj Parikit, and he's going to teach him all these things. Just like Krishna, Arjuna wanted to run to the forest, forget the battle. But after hearing Krishna's instructions, he completely changed his mind. Hare Krishna. Had a couple of other points, but I think I've kind of concluded. I mean, I'll just say them quickly then, because I had them in my notes. So one thing that's interesting, because we talked about Dharma, following Dharma, and how it wasn't sufficient for understanding full realization of Krishna or the self. So at times we see the pure devotees, they don't follow Dharma, or they break Dharma in order to serve Krishna. So Sanatana Goswami, he lied to the prison, that he had so many gold coins, or, you know, he gave him. So he did that lie to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and do seva. Yudhisthira Maharaj, he famously told the lie about the elephant was dead. Can't hear you.
the elephant Ashwatthama.
Ashwatthama is dead, yeah. But Yudhisthira hesitated slightly because he was so attached to following the codes of Dharma. And for that, his chariot then touched the ground. Before he was so spiritually advanced, his chariot would ride just above the ground. But he hesitated to follow Lord Krishna's instruction because it broke the codes of Dharma. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj, he's glorified as the most wonderful, famous devotee, but he refused, he rejected to follow the father, his father's order. Mm-hmm. And he was feeling happiness when Narsingadev killed his father. And Bali Maharaj, he rejected Shukracharya. You're not guru. Shukracharya told him, don't surrender to Vamanadeva. Don't give him anything. Don't do what he wants. So Bali Maharaj rejected his guru. It's the most biggest sin to reject the guru. But Bali did it and he became glorified, great devotee. And similarly, the gopis, Krishna played his flute. They left their families. They left their homes. They left their children. Hare Krishna. This is a spiritual platform to please Krishna. Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda. Now you're doing something that I cannot do so easily, taking darshan, Radha Gokulananda. We miss Radha Gokulananda a great deal. We miss all the devotees. Maybe Hare Krishna.
Maybe we can give you darshans later on, Prabhu.
Yes. So thank you very, very much for your kind attention. I hope you're all very well. And I hope you're dying to go out into the material world and preach to the conditioned souls as soon as you can. And you're not all cooped up in there doing too many education courses. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you very much for your class. Apologies for the little mishap earlier on. We had somebody else actually allocated for this program and we were a last minute changeover. Thank you for bearing with us. Very nice class. This chapter is quite endearing in that way, how Parikshit Maharaj is meditative in his mood as he comes across towards that point of death. And recently, as you know, we've been hosting the memorial program for His Grace Jankinath Prabhu, and how he has been also coming to this point, and his mood was kind of like almost reminded us of these very special moments and tentative steps that you take towards this the final test, as it were. And all the glorifications we heard about Jankinath Prabhu led us to understand how one should live their life and how they should actually also take those moments towards those tests at the end. So it's been a very nice class. They led us through many nice points, especially starting with the basics that, you know, we all need grounding within Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana, and understanding about listening. You also referenced how His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj, actually told you about the process of education and how we should accept this faith as knowledge as faith and become the first class devotees. Devotees, if you have any questions for Adi Guru Prabhu, then please either post them on here or you may want to ask yourself, Sam Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Guru. Thank you for the nice class. Just a quick question based on, you were speaking in the beginning about how a first class disciple has just faith that the Guru, whatever the Guru is, if Guru says Krishna is real, then I should accept him and worship. But from a Western background, our whole upbringing is completely against that, to accept something blindly. So how do we kind of overcome this natural tendencies of our minds and conditioning to reject this blind following or accepting something?
Yes. I just heard a lecture and they asked Srila Prabhupada, how do we know that it's the right path or like that? So Prabhupada says, by your realization. So we accept, but then we accept the method. So even if we accept on weak faith, let's say our faith is not strong, little faith, Svalpamapyasyadharmasya, a little faith. Then we try to chant Hare Krishna. We come to the temple, we take prasadam with the devotees. Then our faith will very quickly increase, because very quickly, Arajavija Rajaguyam Prakchaksa Vyagamam Damyam. You get the realization. You can actually taste it very quickly. So people, sometimes you see people, they spend years around the edges of Krishna consciousness. And then suddenly they pick up their bead bag and surrender a little bit, and they make really rapid acceleration. So the answer to your question is, yeah, if faith is weak or strong, little faith, even no faith, try it. Put into practice. The guru saying Krishna's God, okay, I may accept it, I may not, but I'm curious. Little inclination is there. So let me chant Hare Krishna mantra on beads. Let me try that. Let me read Bhagavad Gita. So very quickly, if you apply yourself, prachakshavamam damyam, you get the realization. So it's not a question of, you know, any living entity can do it like that and get there very fast, very quick process. And then build on that. Okay. Another question. Where is that verse? It's 9.7.1 or 9.1? 9.7.2.
We have a question from the temple room.
Yes.
By His Grace, Rasaraj Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. I'm listening.
Thank you for your class. In the beginning of your class, you were talking about inquiry, assimilation, and then taste.
Mm-hmm.
Could you elaborate what exactly was the context of this three-step process?
Yes. Yes and no. It's in my notebook. I'd written it from somewhere. I'd written it from Jiva Goswami's Tattva Sandarbha. And in that discussion, he is talking about purely about finding out knowledge and approaching the Vedas and then putting into practice that knowledge. So only I can tell you it's from that book, the Gopi Puranadana edition, beautiful edition, Tattva Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami. It's very philosophical, technical. And it's the basic principle is the same thing, that assimilation and taste. Prabhupada said assimilate. He said the same thing in one purport somewhere. Assimilation. You have to assimilate the knowledge by practice. You hear it. You hear it. You hear it over more and more and more. Hearing, hearing. Prabhupada said the perfection is to get free from all other engagements and simply hear about Krishna, Krishna's lila. So you can't do that until you have taste for it. So one thing I didn't talk about in class was the qualification, right? So we've got all the books there. So with the new Bhakta walks in the door, we don't give him the Chaitanya Charitamrita and say, oh, read the Anchalila. You'll do great. Even we ourselves, we read the Bhagavatam maybe within 4 or 5 years, and then we read the CC, Chaitanya Charitamrita, but we can't really access a lot of the, well, we can't access the, a lot of the verses. They don't really enter into our deep consciousness because we don't have realization. We're not qualified. So the book is there. The words are there on the page. So to get to the stage of taste, we have to qualify ourselves. This is what we're doing in Krishna consciousness. We're neophyte devotees and we're qualifying ourselves. We're serving the pure devotee Prabhupada, who is the representation of Lord Chaitanya. So we're serving Lord Chaitanya. And by this service, and hearing together, we get more and more and more qualified to taste to taste the Vrindavanam Sakibhugo Vitanotiketam, the descriptions of Krishna. The descriptions of Krishna are ornaments for the ear. But we're not wearing it as an ornament because we are so full of our past anattas, Kali Yuga, like this. So we're trying to live a cultural experience, purify our consciousness, Cheto Tapana Marjanam, Savatma Snapanam, Param Vijayate. So we're doing this directly. Krishna consciousness is a direct process, Pratyakshasvamam. Yeah, direct perception. That's the word I was looking for. This is the verse in the ninth chapter. It gives direct perception of the self by realization, right? Very important verse. So in both questions you asked, same answer is there really, that by direct perception of the self by realization, by engaging in the practice, hearing and chanting, one gets more and more taste. And it is that taste which drives away, purifies the consciousness from the material to the spiritual, to the transcendental. The impersonalists and other objects, they drive away the material world by austerity, tapas, mind control, etc., by not engaging in it, in with the material world. But they don't get this taste from transcendental descriptions of the Supreme Personality God of the transcendental spiritual world. So we, even before we've driven away the material anattas, we get some taste from Krishna consciousness, isn't it? Right? We've all got material desires, but we all enjoy chanting japa, kirtan, hearing Bhagavatam, Krishna's Leela, Nrisimhadev's Leela. So we're getting taste immediately. Seeing the deity is such a wonderful experience. Maharaj Ambarish, he's seeing the deity, he's hearing the glories of Krishna, he's thinking about Krishna's lotus feet, he's walking to the temple, he's cleaning the temple. So taste is the goal, to taste love of Krishna. Okay, not other taste. Means that in the beginning, we get taste from devotional service, chanting and hearing. And in the end, we're getting taste directly from Krishna. Krishna is so wonderful. I'm so attached to Krishna. Okay, does that make sense?
Thank you, Prabhu. We do have also one more question from Nitai Mata Mataji on the chat. Basically, she's asking for clarification around the influence of the three modes of material nature on our Krishna conscious journey. She's basically saying, thank you very much for the points on Krishna conscious. And my question is even that we understand Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nothing happens in reality without his sanction. And we have to have that as a realization, as you mentioned. Yet somehow, sometimes we tend to forget due to our association or the influence of three modes of material nature. Maybe if we can try and clarify that or explain that a little bit more about our association, so stringent association with these three modes of material nature and how we are so incumbent in forgetting our relationship with Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yeah, it's like you're drowning and you've got Krishna consciousness. So every now and then you come up for a little air and you feel good about it. And so you carry on. So you've got to just keep trying. That's all. There's no shortcut. We're in the modes, you know, we're born in the modes. We've been in the material world in the modes, in various types of bodies for millions of lifetimes. So the process of Krishna consciousness, savatma snapanam, chetadapanam, ajanam, bhavata, mahadavabhini, is to the fire of material conditional life is extinguished in proportion to your application to the process of Krishna consciousness. So if you get up in the morning, chant Hare Krishna and read, this is your basic thing that you need to do. You need to read, you need to chant. or you need to hear and chant. And then this will help you get gradually freed from the modes of nature. There's no simple way to do it. You, by your practice, by application of the practice. So you start and then you build up. You build up spiritual strength by surrender to the spiritual master. And the surrender to the spiritual master means he wants you to chant. He wants you to read. He wants you to do seva. So the more you do this, the more you get free from the modes. And you may win some days, you may lose other days. But you keep going. You win, you lose, like that. You have success, you fail. Don't worry. Failure is a pillar of success. Keep trying. Eventually you'll get strength. But at all stages of spiritual life, it's never easy. You've got the material life's going on, you know. Something's going on here, this and that. It's all in the modes. We identify it, therefore we are suffering. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Do we have one more question from the temple room?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for the class. I was wondering, is there anything that particularly pleased Srila Prabhupada and his disciples in terms of their behavior or characteristics?
That's a nice question. What's your name, Prabhu?
Back to David.
From Dublin?
Galway.
Galway, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I done Sankirtan in Galway.
Very nice.
I done a year Sankirtan all over Ireland. My mother's Irish, actually. I was with Tribhuvanath in Ireland for 1 year. Very nice. Say your name one more time.
David.
Lovely to meet you. Hare Krishna. So I'll try to answer your question, but it's a very good question. And I'm not a Prabhupada disciple. And it's a good question to ask a Prabhupada disciple. It's a nice question. I mean, there's so many stories that I could try to remember one. It's a difficult question to answer on the spot like that, you know. But Prabhupada was happy when his devotees chanted Hare Krishna attentively. I know that is very much pleased him. And when they tried their best, I mean, it's a simple thing, but what displeased him is when they speculated or changed things or did something they weren't qualified for, like reading books they weren't qualified for. So I know what displeased him. That's kind of an easier question to answer. But, you know, the guru, Prabhupada said, Prabhupada said, the guru is not pleased by money. You give the guru £1 million. Okay, great. Money doesn't solve anything, really. The guru is pleased when the devotee, when the disciple makes spiritual advancement. This is in the purport in the 7th chapter of Adi Lila, when Mahaprabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching the Mayavadi sannyasis. Prabhupada's purport there explains this. So if you really, the characteristic, I would answer the best, what Prabhupada says in the purport, the best way to please the guru is to make spiritual advancement by chanting Hare Krishna, mainly. Okay. Give me a wave, David. Is that okay? Great. Hare Bol.
Thank you so much, Adi Guru Prabhu, for a nice class.